I want to talk just a little more about the Korban Pesach issue, not exhaustively, because it's really a big topic. We'd have to do the sugya in Samach Gimel Amud Aleph really in much more detail to do that. But just to be yotzei, what we began with on Hey Amud Aleph, we're all familiar already with the base of the question, but let's just go through a few more points so we have a more thorough grasp of what some of the local issues are. So the issue is, what is the relationship between the Iser of being Makriv, the Korban Pesach, while Chametz is present? How does that relate to the question that we've been dealing with regularly on Daf Hey Amud Aleph, of the Iser Shehiya, of there being a prohibition to have Chametz present during the post-Achilek period? So, again, in terms of our own Gemara, Rava was cited as a makar for the Iser Shehiya Achar Chatzos, in Hilchos Chametz Umatzo, you might say, meaning in the bigger, Bedina outside of the Mikdash. And the pasuk of the pasuk that is quoted in the Gemara on Hey Amud Aleph, of course, is a pasuk that relates very specifically, right, to Korban Pesach. And that's the Gemara here that we have been discussing. Well, Sishkat al Chametz Redam Zivchi. Lo Sishkat al Pesach Vadayin Chametz Kayim. So, of course, the more that we understand that this particular din and this pasuk is related specifically to Korban Pesach, it's a specialty din in Korban Pesach, right, the more perplexing it is that it would be quoted here when we're searching for a broader din, Bigvulin. So that's number one. Number two is that since both dinim, do exist, we do think Ach B'Yomarishon Tashpis Tzorim Batechem begins at this hour, and there's an Iser Shehiya connected to it, pretty much the Kula Alma Midoraisa. So the question is, objectively, what is the relationship between what appears to be overlapping dinim? The din in Korban Pesach, and the din here. Again, they're different parshios. The din of Korban Pesach, as we know, is found elsewhere. And question is, what is the kesher, right, between these two ideas? So we already had Rabbi Daniel Abavli and Rabbi Ben-Aramam, who said things very starkly in an extreme way. I mean, Rabbi Daniel Abavli was basically suggesting that the Korban Pesach connection is a Gilui Milsa B'Alma. And that, really, it's all about Korban Pesach and Shechita and Zrika and so on. But Agav, it teaches us that the Zman, the way he puts it, that the Zman of post-Chatzos is applicable to the word Ach B'Yom HaRishon, Rishon, Tashbisu. Why does it even prove that? Apparently, even though the pasuk itself and the din itself is completely independent, this is a din in Shechita, Zrika, Ktara, that's a din in Shehiyas Chametz, Birshuso. Either it's some sort of a remez, or maybe just a little bit more than that. But basically, these are two totally different din. Rabbeinu David, and Rabbi David Bonfield, meaning, doesn't go this far, but he does seem to suggest that the only connection, at least initially, between these two dinim is the fact, not a remez, but the chalos of Shehiyas Chametz. That, I think, is an important perspective. So Rabbeinu David here on Hey Amud Aleph, which I wanted you to look at, but we haven't yet had a chance to look at more specifically. Second. The Gemara says the following. Shelochiva Torah b'shochet as a Pesach al-chametz. He says like this. Yishlomer vade ikar drasha lishochet as a Pesach al-chametz. El derava yalef minei mimela shekvar yechametz mushpes. Okay? Shelochiva Torah b'shochet as a Pesach al-chametz el b'shvil shachametz nasar. What does he mean by that? It sounds like what he's saying is if there was no chalos, shehiyas chametz, then there wouldn't have been a din of lo sizbach or lo sishchat al chametz in korban pesach. The fact that there's already been a requirement to get rid of the chametz is what makes this chametz, you know, toxic for Korban Pesach. Okay? So it's not that this is, let me make it clear, a more acute expression of the Isur Shehiyas Chametz, which I think is the view of some others. We'll get that in just a second. It's that the registering of the presence of chametz as a Mitzius, right, is already implied prior to this Isar. Okay, but it sounds like there are two different dinim. One is to get rid of your chametz. The other is, and again, the way I'm reading Rabbeinu David, like this, I can't take, you know, 100% certainty about. It doesn't even sound like this is an additional Isar chametz. It sounds like this is a din, shechita zrika haktara, but you wouldn't have this din if there wasn't a status of chametz that already existed ontologically prior to this, and that's where you get the hint, and it's bichlal lo sishkat or lo sizbach as a chametz, bichlal that already is, that this is a zman of Yisr chametz.
Okay? Right.
Yeah.
Just a quick clarification question. Like when we talk about chametz in terms of the Korban Pesach, mm-hmm. like aren't we also and as a different din, separate yeah. din? So mm-hmm. isn't that also clearly going to emphasize, you know, how toxic chametz is? You know, in that it can't be, you know, it can't coexist with Korban Pesach. Meaning, I guess like the underlying ideas of like these different ways, like aren't they all going to be pretty much like emphasis, like how we're trying to distinguish them, but really, like, is it like a more of a quantitative difference and then more of like a fundamentally different way? Like the chametz is the reason that chametz can't coexist with Korban Pesach, isn't it really a way of emphasizing how bad chametz is in the same way Shehiyas chametz is also?
Yeah, and that's why I think you need this chalos, probably, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's a din in Shehiyas chametz is what I'm trying to say. In other words, the Shehiya part is what I'm at the moment suggesting is completely disconnected. If there was no Isur Shehiya, maybe there wouldn't be a sufficiently toxic shame chametz, right, such that, you know, it undermines or is, you know, amplifies Shechitas chametz or Zrikas chametz, Zrika Bizman chametz or Shrikas or Shechitas Chametz, or Haktaras Chametz, etc. But what I'm saying is, this isn't just another application, or an even acute application, of Shehiyas Chametz, is really what I'm trying to say. I'm not suggesting that it's totally coincidental that they're both Dinei Chametz, which is what you're asking. I think to say that would be, you know, pushing it. I think that's not conceivable. But what I am saying is it's not a din, it's not a further din or the same din of Shehiyas Chametz, which I'll discuss in just a minute. Okay? Which is why, for example, going back to something we talked about yesterday that I'm going to document inside just a little more today if we have time, like, does it depend on the criteria of Bal Yerubayim Matzei Shehiyas Chametz, you know, Bigvulin? right? No reason to think that it would, per se. Okay? So I'm not suggesting anybody thinks that this could have been, you know, macaroni. I shouldn't say macaroni, because I guess that could be chametz. Macaroni chametz? Probably. I would say it's not apples or, you know, or chicken, you know, and it happens to be chametz. For sure, it's chametz because of chametz. But is it have to do with shihiyas chametz? And is it an expression of that? That's what I'm asking. So for Rab Daniel Abavli, the answer is no. No. But that there is such a thing in the afternoon of Pesach, that makes likely that the words Tashbisu, you know, B'yom Rishon, also refer to Yodalad. And Rabbeinu David is going a little bit further than that by saying that, I'll read the line again, Lo chibator b'shochet is a Pesach al chametz, ela b'shvil shachametz ne'asar. Okay? But not that it's an expression of the Iser Shehiyas chametz itself. Okay? V'zeh shomar Rava, Lo sishchatz chametz adayin chametz kaim, shemechlala drasha shol shochet ha-pesach al chametz, who done kain. What I'm saying is that there's a group of Rishonim who are going out of their way to try to distance as much as, to try to disentangle as much as possible these things. They're doing it by language and by using words like remez or bichlal or earlier, right? What they're trying to avoid saying is that it's the same din or a more intense expression of the same din. What you're saying is, well, it's always a more intense expression of the same din, isn't it? Because it's chametz, it's not chicken, right? It's not broccoli, right? Of course, let's assume everybody agrees that. But that doesn't mean it has anything to do with the presence of chametz. It could just have to do with there being, you know, or you know, the timing of it, which was, we'll see in a moment, others think is not correct. Shebechalala drasha, shilo yadait lidrosh, kala pasuk lash basas chametz, right? So he's trying to say, no one thinks this pasuk says you can't have chametz during the afternoon. He's denying that completely. And it's not even, which is the next level, like a more acute and extended, you know, application of that. With the common denominator is either the remez of the psukim or the chalos, you know, if it wasn't for there being an Isa Shehiyah now, you know, then you wouldn't have this halacha either. Eligilui milsa bialma al pasuk biyom rishon shu'al yom yudal. It isn't so far, actually, from what Rabbi Daniel Abavli says. Kemo shem lemeidem me'achilek. Let's contrast that with the opposite views for the moment. Rabbi Avraham and Rambam. Now remember, the biggest chiddush of Rabbi Avraham and Rambam was that the Isra of Shehiyas Chametz for anyone, Bigvulin, is based on this pasuk. And there is a lav, not just an Isra say of Achilek. He's saying, according to Rava, there's a lav in addition to an asay. Right? And he's saying, what, for Rabbi Neil Abali, they're two different things. And, you know, you would say, you know, and let's say you're not being, you know, Makriv Korban Pesach. Or let's say you were already Makriv Korban Pesach. It's okay to have your chametz around. Like Rabbi Avraham and Rambam and Rabbi Daniel Abavli are not having a conversation, which is, by the way, typical of the two of them. That's what's so great about their exchanges, right? They're speaking at each other. They're coming from often, that's what's so great. They're always extreme. They're not like, I shouldn't say always. Sometimes here and there, there's something more, you know, common denominator. But often they are coming from mutually exclusive premises. The premise of Rabbi Daniel Abavli here is that this is an exclusively din in Korban Pesach. And from Avraham and Rambam, every line he's saying about it, including this maskana, which is radical, which is that there is a lav of Shehiyas Chametz, Bigvulin, based on this pasuk. But he also seems to be saying, right, that the Korban Pesach application of it is just an intensification or another dimension of it. So if you take these two extremes, right, again, why should the Korban Pesach be an intensification of it? We understand that very well for somebody like the Rambam in particular. Okay? But you don't need to say either of these two opposite extremes. Certainly you don't have to go as far as Rabbi Rambam and Rambam no matter what. But there are gray areas in between. Right? First, I could say it's an intensification or an added dimension of the Isra of Shehiyas Chametz. Shehiyas Chametz is Asur, and it's bad enough. That doesn't mean there's a lav of Lo Sishchat, but when it comes to the principles and the principal actions of Akravas, Korban Pesach, right, that makes the Shehiyah even more acute, the Shehiyas Chametz. So if you ask, like, but what's the real Mechayiv? The Shechita, the Zrika, the Haktara, or the Metzias HaChametz? The answer may very well be the Metzias HaChametz. Okay? Now again, in terms of Lav Sheish B'Maisa, Ha'im B'Maisa, that's still going to be tricky. We'll talk about B'nei HaChabur in a minute. If you want to limit the Malkus to the Shochet, the Zorek, and the Maktir, you know, then you have an interesting situation where you have one of those cases which I like so much, you know, where you have something that is both yesh and ein b'maisa, meaning you violate it. The kiyum ha'avera is b'maisa, right? And then the ufi ha'avera, whatever you want to call it, the chefza shel avera is b'li maisa, right? If you say the b'nei achabura also violate, right? That's a much bigger chiddush. And they are even loka. That's what it sounds like in the Rambam. Maybe certain understandings of Rashi. So then you say, oh, because, but there is a shechita, there's a zrika. You need a shechita zrika, a shechita zrika or haktara in order to trigger the malchus, let's say according to those views, even for the b'nei achabura. Does that make it a lav? It's not a lev sheish b'maisa b'foal in the people who are getting the malchus. They're not doing anything. They're sitting home, sitting on their hands. But their tziruf to the maisa is still enough. You can't say that if the maisa is the mechay. You can only say something like that, in my opinion, if the chefza shel chametz, the shehiyah, is the mechay of once as a maisa. So then, oh, but only to the osa maisa or even to everybody because of that connection. Hard to say. Be with me. I'm not saying this only to answer Natanael. I'm using Natanael's question to expand and to elaborate. But since Natanael did ask, we're giving him equal time. Comment?
Yeah. Is one of them more extreme than the other? In other words, I understand definitely two different approaches, different mechayivim, and that they is one of them a more extreme, let's say, attitude towards chametz. Like, is it
because
of shehiyas chametz? So now it's like, you know, this is a certain perspective on chametz versus if you were to say the Korban Pesach and the shechita, or it's just a dip. Like, does one of them represent a more extreme kind of an approach to chametz?
I think so.
Yeah,
I think that the shehiyah thing, because it's passive. Put it this way. It's much more subtle and therefore much more mechudash, right, to extend this to the B'nei HaChabura, right, who have the chametz, or the B'nei HaChabura, you know, because of somebody else has the chametz. To anybody who's not doing the actual physical action, whatever you want to say about the Malkas, you could say, oh, they don't get Malkas, they only get the, fine. But in the extension, anything that's more passive is more Mechudash. Also intellectually, again, if you go with Malkas, that's the most extreme. You want to drop the Malkas for certain situations? Okay. It's still like the Yichus of the Isra, I think, is still very Mechudash. But anything, even on the Shehiya level, to say, listen, there's an Isra Shehiya already. But that's only Basay. How did this get Balav? The answer is, in the context of Korban Pesach, you're keeping Chametz even worse, even more. I think that is more of an acute expression also of the interface with Korban Pesach. Of the toxicity of the Chametz, you know, per se, I guess also because since it accentuates the Din and Kol Tara Kula through Korban Pesach, I think it's a bigger Kiddush or a bigger expansion of the Kol Tara Kula Din, which is more relevant to most of us anyway, as well as a way of integrating the Korban Pesach aspect into the bigger aspect. So I guess that's why my thinking, your question is totally a good question. Like, you know, what makes it more Mechudash? But I think that's the answer, for me at least. In both of those ways, it's more Mechudash. That's why I'm trying to like separate them out a little bit. Okay? So anyway, I think Rabbeinu David and Rav Daniel HaBavli aren't so far from each other. And I think that Rav Avraham and Rambam, you know, is of course extreme in that there's a lav. That's something that we'll see in a moment. A lot of the other Mepharshim said, don't think that because they think it's wrong. Right. Interesting, Rav David Bonfil, let's just finish him off right now, goes a little bit further on one of the points. What's the story about Kol Chad V'Chad L'chi Shochet as opposed to Zman Shchitaso? So given these two broad perspectives, by the way, I'm trying to portray the broad perspectives. My own view, as I've said more than once, is that there's also a middle perspective, and that's two sides of the same coin, but that still expresses itself differently in Korban Pesach because of the greater acuity, but also in its own Korban Pesach way. But instead of seeing that as a total separate idea, if you see Korban Pesach itself as defining Yom Yadalit and making it Yom Rishon, then they just, it doesn't collapse the distinctions. It highlights, again, the interconnections, that's all. Right? So I guess you'd say, okay, I think I made that clear, right? Okay, good. So anyways, when it comes to part of the story, you could say is, this is what the Gemara is talking about. When the Gemara says, no, it's kol echad v'yachad l'chi shachet. So now there are two ways to read that line. If you're a, this is a dinin, shchitas korban pesach, zrikas korban pesach, haktaras korban pesach, manda amar. So then what are you going to say? That line is terrific. That's what needs to be, like, what is this? This has nothing to do with shehiya achar chatzos. This is a very specific maisa shchitas ha-pesach din. Right? On the other hand, if you think that it's connected to shehiya, you're going to have a harder time with that line, but what you're going to say about it is, yes, there's a din in shehiya, but the Korban Pesach acuity, expansion, right, is still a din, maybe that is limited, or the proof of that only Bizman, Bizman Ashkita, Bizman Azrika, Bizman Akhtara, right? And the same thing with the flip, with the next line of the Gemara. So the Gemara's conclusion, no, Zman Shchita. So if you think this is about Zman Shchita, which is also, it's Shehiya, it really comes from the world of, Ach B'Yom HaRishon Tashbisu. So that Maskana is the best. Yeah. Right? We're saying, no, this doesn't just presuppose it. It's not just a Remez. It's not just a Chalos, which shows you that it's already, Chametz time, Chametz time doesn't begin at night. It begins at Chatzos. And therefore, the Orphel begins for Korban Pesach. No. It's all a din in Shehiya. Shehiyas HaChametz, presence of Chametz. So then it's an emphatic answer in the Gemara. Whereas if it's still mostly a din in Shechita and whatever, so we're saying, you're right. The Malkus, the real Iser, but it's Merames already at this time, there's some sort of a Kalos. That's the other din, the separate din, the disconnected din. All right? So it's interesting that Rabbeinu David really was troubled by this. You know, on Vidilma Kochad V'chad L'chishach, it says, Klomar, Vade Midam Rim Rachmanah Shashokhet as a Pesach al HaChametz over, Mashma Shachametz Hu Nesar, Ela Ef Shalomar Shekal Echad Osro K'sheyishchot as a Pesach. Maybe when you do Shkitas HaPesach al HaChametz, that's when it's Zman, Shkitas HaPesach, that's when Chametz becomes Osro. But not before that. Kadeshia, but the answer is Kadeshia Shavalakal, Loshe Torah Kalecha Biyado, Miata Kashamar Ravala Tishkan Al Chametz, Eno Litain Lavala Makayim Chametz Biyudal and Meshe Shalamala. That's an explicit rejection of Rabba Vamran Rabba. So what's he really saying? Really, the Resha is correct. Lishitaso. Meaning it does depend on Shas Shchita, Zrika, Haktara. But it's a kind of low plug. What you're going to have, Kadeshe Shavala Kol, Loshe Torah Kalechot Biyado. It's also like that in Rashi too. Okay? Whereas, if you take the other view, you're going to say the opposite. So again, that's exactly what Rav Ramana Rambam was saying. Rav Ramana said, you're going to tell me that the Gemara says, you know, l'chishachit kol echad v'yachad. There's a line in Rabbi Raman Rambam. He says, that's true. Meaning, you, Rabbi Daniel Bavli, and you, Rabbeinu David Bonfil, right? I'm speaking across history now. So don't take me literally. You guys are going to say that the Gemara emphasizes that it's a din in Maisa Shechita, Maisa Zrika, Maisa Akhtara. And that it's, you know, not really a din in Shias Chametz. Don't forget the Maskana. The Maskana proves that what? The Maskana proves that I'm right. That it's a din in Shehiya. Okay. So that's Rabbi Daniel, Rabbi Avraham Rambam, that's Rabbeinu David, etc. Then, of course, you get to the Zman Shkidus Korban Pesach. We discussed that already. Rishonim's question. It isn't the Zman Shkidus Korban Pesach from Chatzos, if you're getting it from Korban Pesach, because, you know, there's the Tamid, and then it's post-Tamid. Okay, so we discussed that already. The different B'diyeved, good. It's the Zman, that's the one I like. If it's a din in Zman, it's a din in the Zman. Like the Rambam would for sure say that. Right? Just like the Rambam always says, Zman Korban Pesach. Then you have the interesting Rash Mishans. I told you to look at it. I think Natan mentioned it right the other day. Natan, one more time. What's the Rash Mishans?
Yeah, he asked for Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, who holds that B'diavad is kosher, even Kodem Chatos, maybe there should be an answer.
If you hold the version of ben Seira in Zvachim, that you can even bring the Korban Pesach in the morning. Right? So if you can even bring it in the morning, we should say that there's an Iser Shias Chametz in the morning. Correct? Now, of course, if the Iser Shias Korban Pesach, let's say it this way. If the Iser of Shias Korban Pesach, Shehiya Bizman Korban Pesach, is a result of Ach B'Yom HaRishon Tashbisu, then that question makes no sense whatsoever. Right? You could bring the Korban Pesach earlier, but still the din of chatzos is what's koveya. Because then the din of korban pesach is a result of, it stems from the general din. It's not the koveya. If it's the koveya or it reflects and it's all one din, then it's a really good question. Right? So what is the answer of the Tosas Rashmi Shatz?
He says that it's just lo yitachin, like Heichan Matzino, that there's an Isra Chametz Kodim Chatzos, so it must be that he argues with this drasha and holds one of the other Tanaim.
Minachanami, if you hold this drasha, it's true, but he obviously doesn't hold this drasha. As for the Heichan Matzino, that maybe Chametz is also Asar in the morning, so they point out, I think in the footnotes already they point out, that there's such a view in the Yerushalmi.
The Tosas HaRosh says that explicitly also.
I'm sorry?
The Tosas HaRosh actually says that explicitly also.
Or based on Yerushalmi?
Yeah.
Okay. So the Tosas HaRosh, do you have it there? I didn't see Tosas HaRosh.
Yeah, I can get it. He quotes the question from Rosh. He says, he quotes the question from Rosh, Hekshar Rabbeinu Shimshon, Imkem Abem Basira, Yecham Etasu Dereisa Kodem Chatzos. And he says, "V'tiris Rabbi Yitzchak, the Ben Beser Lesley Hakdrash of Yaakov Ezber Kochani tonight. In Yerali, the Chinam Dachku, in Achanami, the Garcina Birshami Bar Reb Sachem, Amar of Levi, Hocha Matza Bar Pesach, Tanur Hu Beser Omer Bin Chametz Bin Matza Aser."
Yeah, so there's that view that it's that in Achanami. Tosas in, I told you to look at Tosas Pesachim later on in Kufchas Samad Aleph. Ellie got a chance. Ellie? No? Moshe? Anybody get a chance? Yeah.
Yeah.
So what did Tosan Kof Chesam Aleph also relate to this question?
You're talking about the context of Yehuda Ben Becerra? Sorry, Erev Sheshes.
Erev Sheshes.
Erev Sheshes fasted all day. So Tosa says, I'll pick up no, not that one.
You okay? You sound a little like me.
That's, I don't know why.
Not a good thing.
Ever since I've been wearing a mask, I sound like this.
That's what's causing it for me. Yeah, go ahead.
Ma'av agad the Yehudim b'seira lo machshir el b'di'evet. Ava lechachila asa misham l'sot asa misham lo tishchad ha'chametz lo tishchad ha'pesach v'adayin chametz kaim advav shos lo ashkan tanu the polig. Mikom bakan came into the evet kasher seira l'hachmer shalo l'achom in a boker.
Oh, so what is he saying?
Sorry. So since it's, he thinks that's b'di'eved kosher,
meaning the din of Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra that you could do in the morning, mm-hmm. says that's only b'di'eved,
right? Based on this question of
yeah, but there's no other evidence, and it doesn't appear that way in the Rishonim at all. So it emerges a very interesting argument. I'd say, just to sum up, Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra is a fascinating question because that's a way of testing, you know, is Karban Pesach Koveya. And if so, how can you split between these two things? So the whole question is based, you know, on a certain assumption. So then you have the answer of the Rash, which is basically, in Achanami, it's incompatible. According to Yehuda ben Becerra, you wouldn't have this drasha. Then you have the Yerushalmi and Tosa Rash, which is in Achanami. And it would be Aser. Okay? There's already a shame Chag HaPesach in the morning. You know, Legamri. Not just, you know, because it's a split day. And therefore, in Achanami, there's an Iser of Chametz in the morning, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra. Wow. Then you have Tosas. Because of this is Mechadesh, that Rabbi Ben Becerra is only b'di'eved, not l'chatchila. Although it's interesting to compare that to our Tosas, right? Because our Tosas says you can't befoal typically bring Korban Pesach at Chatzos. And therefore, what it's supposed to say? Since you can't bring it at Chatzos, you would think that the Zman Shehiya, even Begvulin, would be at, when is it? I don't know, 2:30, whatever it is. Kamash Mala, but no, that's not true. Right? And the reason it's not true, not the reason of the what is it, Maram Chalava, and others who say, we don't care about Befoel, we care about the Zman, which is the answer that I like. The answer I think the Rambam would have given. The answer is, well, B'diavad, if he did it, Kodem, you know, Tamid Shobein Rabayim, you're Yotze. So what, doing a B'diavad is Koveya here. But doing it B'diavad for Ben B'seira is not Koveya in the morning. So doing it B'diavad within the Zman, but Kodem Tamid, right? That is something which is Koveya the Zman Shihia, meaning losing the value of Korban Pesach coming after the Tamid doesn't disrupt somehow, right, the timing from within this time period. But going earlier, right, B'diavad, that doesn't count for the time period. Maybe that's the reason why it's B'diavad. Maybe the real idea is that it's connected to Tashbisu, and therefore that's the reason for the Lechatchila. That, you know, why not bring it in the morning? It's the reason Magdina Mitzvos. So maybe the reasoning is because, you know, the real acuity of Yom Yadalid, even according to Ben Bezeira, the Haraya Shehiyas Chametz, is at Chatzos. Either way, there are things to talk about for this Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bezeira and this perspective. Okay, now let's talk about...
Rabbi?
Go ahead.
The Ken Ora disagrees with Tostos. And he thinks that Rabbi
Kivor in Zvachim. And your base.
And Dr. Aleph in Zachim.
Yeah. Or in Aleph of a base. Yeah.
Yeah. Because he thinks that it's Talia Machokis or Bikiva Bishma. According to Bikiva, it's really Talia when each person checks it. So if you checked in the morning, in Echanami, according to even Messiah, you would violate the prohibition. It's not according to Bishma, you would not.
So
he thinks. The Ken Or thinks that the machlokas between Rabbi Hu and between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel is whether a person violates the prohibition when you check the Korban Pesach in the morning and you had chametz.
In other words, this question Gufa of, let's say, the, you know, Yerushalmi versus would say the Rash, he thinks is a machlokas Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva.
Yeah, he thinks that's enough to sooner Bishma Rabbi Kiva.
Okay, interesting, very interesting. That's Karen Biavin, Karen Ora in Yud Alfa Base.
Yeah, and Zachem.
Okay, great, good, Marmoko. Okay, so what about the Rambam? So I already mentioned that the Rambam, you know, seems to, you know, change his mind from Sefer Mitzvos to Yad HaChazaka, and I do think that that is true. I just wanted to add a couple of points very quickly and then speak about Sefer HaChinuch. Certainly the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos not only suggests that the Bnei HaChabura would be loke, which, you know, is very, very challenging, as we discussed, although I think the way to say it is a couple of the ways I suggested, but it's also perfectly... I say perfectly clear, that's too strong. It's subtle, but I think it's pretty clear that the focus for the Rambam is on Shehiya. I'm not going to finish. Rambam says, Hisha Zirana Mishkot Seh Pesach Al Chametz Hu Amar Lo Sizbach Al Chametz Dam Zibchi Far Nichbala Azar Rezu B'Zeh Lashon Be'atzmo Lo Sishcha. We'll get to that in a minute. V'inyono Shebe'es Shechitas HaPesach. The first thing that he's saying in the din, right, is not the Iser Maisa Shchita Maisa Zrika Maisa Ktara. Buhu v'inyano shebe'es shchitas haPesach. And again, typical of the Rambam, v'zeh bein harboyim, just like we found that he said it in Perek Aleph, in Perek Beis. Keeps repeating it, keeps doing it, and in other places. Every time he talks about shchitas haPesach, right? It's never befall. It's always the time period. And he always like, klomar, because he's trying to say, this is what it is. You know, it's man shechitas a Pesach from the 12 o'clock. Befall is irrelevant. So he's emphasizing be'ez shechitas a Pesach. Be'zeh bein arbayim lo yeh birshuseu chametz. Okay? Lo, and so far you haven't heard a word about the action. Now you're going to get to it because the facts are undeniable. The question is, how do you interpret the significance of the facts? So it's lo yeh birshuseu chametz. Lo eitzel azorek, lo eitzel ashochet, lo eitzel amakdir, but lo eitzel echad b'bnei achabura. No yichus, special yichus for any of those four categories, one over the other. And the whole thing is so far, right, that there shouldn't be etzlo. Now again, there's no words in the Rambam that are kashim. The words describe the halacha. But conceptually, do they describe the halacha? If the halacha is you're not allowed to do zrika, shkita, haktara, al hachametz? Not at all. Right? They turned it upside down. The Rambam totally made it into a mitzius hachametz halacha. And then to add, v'chol shmishe haya etzlo chametz mehem ve'esahu loke. That's, of course, very mechudash. U'bemechilta lo sishkan al-chametz, lo sishkan al-pesach, chametz kayim, farz baru, etc. On the other hand, in the Yad Chazaka, right, it is way more, the law, I would say, this is much more mechudash. Of course, the Malkus part is way mechudash. Even the formulation, mitchila ve'atzof, is mechudash. You just have to be looking for it, because there are no words that are wrong. The only obvious difficulty is the Malkus part. But on a subtle level, every word is wrong. No, I shouldn't say it that way. Every word is designed to give you a very different impression of the chiyuv. On the other hand, listen how he starts off in Perek Aleph Halacha Hey, Karm Pesach. Hashochet is a Pesach, bizmano. The hayalok is ayis chamet, b'shus aloka. Like totally 180 degrees. Shenemelo sizbach al chamet zam zivchi. Lo yizbach hapeh, verbs. The chametz kaim is a precondition for the aveira of improperly doing a shchita, zrika, and haktara. Echad shochet, echad zorek, kesadam, echad amaktir, hoimurim. Im hoya brishus echad mehem, o brishus echad mehem, chaburish, ochlin, pesach, ze, kizai is chamet, b'shal sakrabaso, arez alok of a pesach kosher. Even mentions a pesach kosher. Right, which is an issue that Balitosis discuss. Right, why do you need to say that even? Because it's a din in Korban Pesach and it's a Hilchos Korban Pesach, but it's about the Maisa Avera Pesach, and the only people who are going to be loke, right, are the people who are doing the action. Very different emphasis in the Ram. Okay, the Sefer Achinuch, on the other hand, I think it's very much influenced, as he sometimes is, by the Sefer Mitzvos. Again, you know, consciously, psychologically, I don't know, doesn't really matter, but just listen to the language.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
Just a quick question. Does Rabbi think that for the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos that the Shochet would get Malkus, even if he's not the Baal HaChametz, meaning the Baal HaChametz for sure gets Malkus, but would a Shochet also?
I think so. Yeah. Because he's still Mitzuraf to that Shehiyas HaChametz. It's like, you know, Kona V'Yachal for the Rambam. Something like that, I mean. Or Sholom Nishchot Se'a Pesach Bar Ba'asar B'Nisan. Okay. Bo'ed Shachametz B'Rishusein. Sounds like the Rambam Yad HaChazaka. But there are a few things that the Rambam says here. Shalom nishchot se pesach bar ba'asar b'nizis peites, ba'od shiyah chametz b'rishusenu. Ad shenotzianu. What do you mean, ad shenotzianu? I mean, first of all, it's a tautology. It's redundant completely. Lo nishkot ba'od shiyah chametz birshusenu. Right? What's the ad shenotzianu? This doesn't make any sense. But, I mean, that makes sense. I mean, it's redundant. But the point is, what you've done wrong here is you've accentuated your neglect of Tashbisu. Uzman biuro ad chatzi ayom. First of all, that's a great line because, right, he should have done biur, right, before. He's taking, you know, the Rambam and Ramban view that Tashbisu is kodim zman isuro. Right, uzman biro ad chatzi ayom. He's not even talking about, oh, it's about, first of all, he's talking about the general din biur. If this is just a remez, you know, about the chalos, or, you know, Rav Daniel Abavli, Rav David Bonfil, you know, you don't say ad shenotzianu, and you don't say uzman biuro ad chatzi ayom. I mean, it's all true, but what has it got to do with anything here? He's speaking way too much about Hilchos Chametz Matzah in his equivalent to Hilchos Korban Pesach, right? Kemosha Darko Zecharno Bracha. What do you think he quotes here? Psachim, Hey Amud Aleph, Achilek. We're you know, incredibly excited dealing with the fallout of quoting Rava quoting Korban Pesach, you know, and Daf Hayamid Aleph in the context of Chametz Matzah. The Chinuch, you know, is reciprocating in the context of Hilchos Korban Pesach, of this real din. All he's doing is quoting Achilek, Psachim Hayamid Aleph, Ad Shenotzianu, Zman Biura, Ad Chatzi Ayom. Okay, it's even going way beyond the realm. Shenemar, and so on. Okay, listen to the Shoresh HaMitzvah. That's always tricky, as we've always pointed out, you know, in terms of the relationship of Tamei Mitzvahs to the Tokhen. But I do think that you have to be careful about it, but I do sometimes think that it shows a direction. Belo Tavo, Mitzvah Mi Mitzvos, Inyan Amoid Azeh, Bigvul Chaverta. I think this is just amazing. Right? Lo tova mitzvah mitzvah in amoyed hazeh, bigvul chaverta. Everything in its time. There's an escalation, a buildup. There are phases. Okay? Yalkein nizharnu lahashbitz hakametz hanimas be'einenu L'shaito tchila. First, that's why it's kodem chatzos that he's talking about before. First, get rid of the davar animas. V'achar kach lahatchil b'korban ha-pesach shehu, and this is totally the chinuch l'shitaso. Again and again, so many interesting ways. I mentioned Chagigas Yedaled. He has this again and again in Arel and Ben Nechar. Shehu hatchalas simchas hamoed atov is one of the strongest ones. Korban Pesach is the beginning of simchas hamoed atov. So what's he saying? You can't be makriv Korban Pesach on chametz for sure in a tanel. You know, it's not a coincidence. But this is how could you? It's a dinan. It's a violation of Shehiya, not just of Chum, but it's more than that. Here's where you have the interface. These are two sides of the same coin. Yom Yedaled is Yom Tov. It's Yom Rishon. Yom Rishon Shehu Erev, both. It's already Zman Simcha of Zman Amoed. So you have to get to the Davar Nimas needs to be gone. And if you don't, it's a chilul, both of the Davar Nimas of Hilchos Chametz Matzah and of Korban Pesach, which is intended independently and connectedly to be part of it. What's the clincher? If you needed a clincher, midinei mitzvah. Mash amru shezman shchitaso achar chatos. What? The dinei mitzvah of this din is that the shchitas korban pesach takes place achar chatos. Im shachtu kodim chatos, shapasim. We have to do with this halacha. This is the din of Ein Shalom Nishkot Se Pesach B'Yud Dalid Ba'od Shechametz B'Shoseinu. This is the makor, or this is related to the din that you can't do the Shechita Kodem Chatzos. I mean, that's an explicit pasuk, of course. Bein Arbayim. We talked about it in Bim Seira. That's kind of what I was referring to a second ago. I said, well, maybe that's the reason it's only B'diyavet. Right? This is a very shocking thing. The Zman Shechita Achar Chatzos is related. It's the opposite of anything. Va'over leil v'niach midaito kezayis kometz birshusa b'shasa kravaso. That's the Aveira here, being v'niach midaito kezayis. Over leil should be hashochet v'hazorek v'hamaktir. So on the point, by the way, of Shizman Shchitaso Achar Chatzos, that was noticed by, the Mefarshim. I think even before the Minchas Chinuch, but the Minchas Chinuch certainly among them. Let me read the line of the Minchas Chinuch. Oh, sorry. Right when he starts off the piece, the first thing he talks about, Masha Kosov Arava Mechaber, Shenichlis an os aleph. He couldn't even wait. Usually he's very patient, the Minchas Chinuch. And it's not like he doesn't have a lot to say, by the way. Mashukos Rava Mechab Shenichlo Bezesh Lishkot HaPesach Kodem Chatzos. Says Megumgam Ktas. The Lomatzinu Zeh Megamei Nemuchach. He doesn't mean the halacha. Of course the halacha is true. It's a pasuk. He says, what does that have to do with this din? Lo matzinu zeh v'gamein amuchach. Hachein ritzoni laharich. Shadin emes. The facts are true. What's it got to do with anything here? But if indeed it's about lo tovo mitzvah mi mitzvah sinyan amoed b'gvul chaverta, it's a shared double kiyum, but not two dinim. They're unrelated. Two related dinim. It's a din in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, and it's a din in Korban Pesach, and what Korban Pesach is, and what and how it integrates into this Chatzi Ayom. That's the whole point. So it makes a lot of sense to say you can't do the Shechitas Korban Pesach when the Chametz is permitted. Again, it's like the parallel opposite of the Ben Beseira discussion. Right? Oh, if you can do Shechitas Pesach in the morning, right? What about keeping chametz in the morning? They're saying, you can't even think about doing Korban Pesach. Why? Because there's chametz around. That's all true if the mechayev is the presence of the chametz. So the other, everything about the chinuch's presentation except for the title, I don't know whether they gave the title or not. I just think it's a bad description of the mitzvah, shalom nishchot. I mean, it's technically correct. Okay. On the other hand, the minchas, so I have to stop here. I'll speak for 5 minutes about this tomorrow, but the minchas chinuch's own orientation is so different. That's not the reason that he was bothered, by this chiddush of the shechitas Pesach is connected to this din. That anybody could be. But he didn't even understand it at all. He thought, just thought it was Magumga. Why? Because the Minchas Chinuch, I mentioned yesterday, Minchas Chinuch if you figure out a way to keep your, I'll just read that one line so you see I didn't make it up. Then I'll briefly discuss some other things tomorrow about it. But then mostly I want to go on to tomorrow's shiur's at 11. I'm told it's a Thursday schedule. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So just this one line. One second. Amnam, this is in the middle of Os Yud Beis. If you have the excellent Machon Yerushalayim Minchas Chinuch, yeah, you have the bullets on the side. Hikter la'achar zmanu or la'achar achag. Amnam zani mesupak im hela chalavim berosh hashom izbeach the kaimelon ein lina poselas heichadin im ayimunach ma'imurim shal pesach and achar pesach im mutalias kametz etzal makdir b'shas haktara o etzal misha achal pesach Shavuos. Sukkahs. He's munching away in the sukkah on regular chametz. Can he munch away on this, you know, these, I don't know how good it's going to taste anyway for after all that time, but kibin shela achar pesach, like yisra chametz. Odim al achar pesach. Nir devadai over, vadai. Delo toli bi yisra achila ushihia raku lav bifnei atzmo. I'm not sure if even a tunnel, even if that point, right? Baraya, Dil Rab Shimon, listen to this. Be'erev Pesach ein lav b'achila. U'ladaz balamor, Rab Shimon muter b'achila. U'mekomako memshochet ha'Pesach asur ba'over meish lo chametz. You can eat the chametz. And yet you're not allowed to, and that you're not allowed to keep the chametz. I think that's a terrible analogy. There's a shame chametz already. There's an Isur Shehiya. There's a Chiyuv Tashbisu. There's just not an Isur Achila yet. And, or maybe it's Lekrat, the coming. What does it have to do with months later or a week later or an hour later? When there's no shame chametz whatsoever in the world anymore. And there's no isurim at all. Forget about achila. But the Minchas Chinuch thinks this is a totally independent isur. That's why he's more inclined than some of the other issues. Does it have the pturim or the chiyuvim of the regular dinim of Ba'yirah? We're gonna maybe it's parallels, that's a good place to start. But basically, it's an independent din. It's an incorporated Pesach. Okay, so stop here. Just another couple of minutes on this because I don't want to get too far afield. And we want to talk about everything else we need to talk about. Malacha a little bit and, you know, Hetrochona, just a little bit at least, in the Shakra Vitaria and a few other things. And then we'll move on. Okay. See everybody tomorrow. Mir Tasha.